No more than 2 months ago, Monroe County's proposed budget was so tight that job security became an issue. Or at least that's what county council members thought. But just before the budget process began, council members received notice they'd be getting about $1 million more dollars from the general county option income tax than they'd expected. That meant a flat budget and, most importantly, no layoffs. Where'd all that money come from? As it turns out, the story isn't as simple as $1 million suddenly just showing up in the county's account. First, the total COA collections increased by about 1.5% or $300,000. But the county's share of that came out to be about 4.5% because distributions changed. Here's where it really starts to get tricky. The way tax rates are calculated changed, and the result surprised the entire county council.
In 2008, the state legislature changed a lot of the property tax law. In amongst all those changes was a new homestead exemption.
That's Vic Kelson, president of the Monroe County Council.
That new homestead exemption took the place of a property tax replacement that used to be when you took the COAT. You'd take off that property tax replacement part of the COAT because that's going to get paid out to the taxpayers. You take that part out and then distribute the rest. Okay, well, now that property tax replacement isn't there anymore. That was about $1 million.
Kelson says it's kind of like paying off a car. Once all the payments are made, suddenly there's a lot of extra money. That money combined with the $300,000 total COAT increase to make about $1.3 million more dollars, dramatically changing the county's strategy for 2010's budget. But the homestead exemption also reduced the 2009 net assessed valuation of the county, meaning the typical formula a taxing entity would use now wouldn't work. Kelson says county officials then applied a different formula they'd received from the Department of Local Government Finance.
Problem is, apparently not everybody got the guidance.
So what happened? Department of Local Government Finance Chief of Staff Mary Jane Michalak says the DLGF recommended local taxing entities plan for about a 25% decrease in assessed valuation. She says she's not sure if any formal word was passed down on the topic.
I don't know that this was sent out in a memo, but I can tell you that our budget field representatives were giving that guidance when they were speaking with local officials.
While the windfall was good for the county's budget, it came at the expense of other taxing entities, including the library and the city of Bloomington, who didn't receive word of the changes from the DLGF. Kelson says he already knows the library will be applying for an excess levy, which he says will let the library collect up to half of what they lost through the mathematical error in their tax rate. Mike Trexler, Bloomington City Controller, says he'll be doing the same thing.
Since each year our levy cap is based on the amount of the levy the previous year, if we don't capture the entire levy like we did this year, that's going to reduce every single year going into the future. In situations like this with unintended consequences, the DLGF and state code allow for an exemption to increase the levy. So instead of only increasing the levy this year by 4%, we'll be increasing the levy first by the amount that we lost last year, and then by 4%.
And interestingly, Trexler says while the city's levy went down, giving the city a smaller piece of the COAT pie, Bloomington will receive about $500,000 more than they'd originally included in their budget because the total size of the COAT pie has grown.
It was a consequence of what happened at the state, of changes that happened at the state. If there was a mistake, it was the city should have advertised a higher rate. But really, this is the intended consequences of the changes in House Bill 1001.
Monroe County Auditor Amy Gerstmann says her office just received a letter from the DLGF for next year's budget, and they're going to be sending it out to all taxing entities soon. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.